In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we're offering Mass just as we will tomorrow for Lorena Lucero. Her funeral Mass will be taking place tomorrow. If you're able to be there with us to pray the rosary together with the family, please continue to keep Albert and the whole of his family, all the sinners, and everybody in your prayers as they go forward in their grief. The reading today speaks to you and me of a prophecy of Isaiah, and in this fourth chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, he calls out prophesying a destruction upon Israel. There's a destruction that's going on, and he's recognizing that, Saint Isaiah is, but he's saying something that is an encouragement. He was reminding that even though there are many who are going to fall in this time, those who are left, they will be holy. Those who are spared, every one of them that is in Jerusalem will have life. What he's saying here is something that is a great spiritual principle that oftentimes is a difficult thing for us to hear, but it's the very thing that is necessary, part of the spiritual life. We don't like going through difficult times. We don't like going through hardships or trials or when somebody attacks us in some sort of way, or we have to deal with the evil that exists within this world. It's not a fun thing to have to go through. But yet the reality is that there's so much within our life that screams of death. Not just in the world, but within our own lives. Every one of our errant desires, every one of our sinful inclinations, every movement that we have, which is against the truth, it's not just bad, it actually reeks of death. That's what all the works of darkness are. They reek of death. And so they have to be purged from our lives, just as Isaiah is prophesying here in a very physical sense, but he's also talking about the spiritual reality at the same time, that what is left will have God's life, and the ones who are left will be all the more holy. One, because they'll realize the chastisement that has happened. And when you and I experience any evil within our life, that's the message we're supposed to take from that. Lord, as you're going through it, to make that as your prayer, Lord, whatever it is that needs to be taken away from me, whatever needs to be pulled away, whatever needs to die in this suffering that I'm enduring, in this trial that I'm going through, in this hardship that I'm facing, kill all the things that need to die, Lord. So that I can really learn this time all the more how to live. So I can really embrace what is you in this time. Those of you who garden know that this is what you have to do. When you're taking care of any sort of vegetable, when you're taking care of any sort of plant in any way, particularly if you're dealing with roses, you gotta cut things back. You gotta trim, you gotta prune it in a way. And once you prune things, then that which is no longer good anymore, that which is just taking up wasted space, is cast aside and can become fertilizer. So that which remains can be all the more blossoming forth in fruit. And that's what our Lord desires us to see within our own trials and difficulties, and particularly during this time. So whatever it is that is difficult or hardship or painful or difficult within your time, to recognize that there is a purging that needs to happen, that our Lord is ordaining that, and it will be for your good if you accept it and allow him to do so. But then to make that your prayer is, Lord, that Lord God, even as you take this away, you're preparing for me something which is greater and something which is better. And for that, you and I need faith like we see in the gospel. But more on that in Spanish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. ¿Cuál es la debilidad del Señor Jesús? Todos sabemos dónde somos débiles. Tal vez sea en el autocontrol del torno al alimento o de dulces, especialmente en estos días de las fiestas de Acción de Gracias. Tal vez sea en contener la ira cuando estamos frustrados. Tal vez sea en detener nuestra boca antes de que algo sucio o hiriente salte. Todos tenemos debilidad por algo. Pero Jesús, nuestro Señor, ¿qué hay de Jesús? Él es Dios y es perfecto, pero ¿tiene Jesús una debilidad? ¿Cuál es la debilidad del Señor Jesús? Si se puede decir que Jesús tenía una debilidad por algo, podríamos decir que la debilidad de Cristo se releva cuando ve la fe en los demás. Jesús nunca hizo un milagro sin exigir primero la fe de quien lo iba a recibir. Jesús nunca rechazó a nadie que la pierderá algo bueno con fe. Las lecturas de hoy nos recuerdan este hecho. Jesús dice que si tienes una fe tan pequeña como un grano de mostaza, puedes mover montañas. No solamente físicamente, pero montañas en la vida de la fe, el camino de nuestra fe con Cristo. La fe es lo que mueven, lo que mueve el corazón de Dios. Dios no puede resistir los buenos deseos de una persona que lo busca con fe. Esa es la debilidad de Jesús. Si necesitas que se muevan montañas o nubes de la lluvia o dificultades en su vida, pídelo con fe y realmente tocarás el punto débil de Jesús. Dirige tu oración de petición a nuestro Señor con fe, confianza y amor por su voluntad. Dios escucha de verdad. Él es lo suficiente poderoso como para mover la que necesite ser movido. Un simple Padre nuestro hecho con fe es más que suficiente para mover el corazón de nuestro bien Dios. Está el tema de la lectura del catequismo que recibimos ayer con los niños. Recuerde que nuestro Dios es un Padre que ama cuidar de sus hijos. Entonces, pide con confianza y especialmente con fe. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo.